I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, January 9th. The former director of Quincy Elder Services embezzled thousands of dollars from the city through personal indulgences, like 153 pounds of steak tips and using city funds as a personal slush fund, according to federal officials. 60-year-old Tom Clasby's indictment on charges of embezzlement, mail and wire fraud, and transporting stolen property across state lines sheds new light on his departure from Quincy Elder Services last year. He was removed from his position in May, weeks after being placed on paid administrative leave. 60-year-old Clasby from Fitchburg appeared in federal court yesterday afternoon, pleading not guilty, and was released on personal recognizance. In a statement, Mayor Thomas Koch said he appreciated Quincy police and other local officials for investigating when the allegations were uncovered, and thanked the FBI and federal prosecutors for their investigation. While Clasby served as the director of the department for 25 years, dating to 1999, the allegations against him date to 2019, when prosecutors say he started using buying personal expenses through the city, including almost $9,000 to book a music studio where he recorded himself singing, over $2,200 for the bourbon steak tips, $4,800 toward a Toyota Prius, and over $1,600 for a framed self-portrait. He also allegedly won a consultant friend in New York a $38,000 contract, although it didn't pay for goods or services received by the city. Instead, prosecutors say the city's checks were cashed. The money was handed back to Clasby at a Framingham rest stop, a ferry terminal in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and at that friend's apartment in New York. Additionally, Clasby stole most of the cash receipts that the department generated starting in June of 2021. Each charge against Clasby carries a sentence of at least a decade in prison and $250,000 in fines. The state's highest court yesterday upheld the controversial MBTA Communities Act as a constitutional law that the Attorney General has the power to enforce with legal action, but also ruled that existing guidelines are unenforceable because the Healey administration failed to roll them out properly. The suit was originally brought by the Attorney General after voters in Milton, one of the communities subject to the regulations, rejected a voting plan that would have complied with the state law requiring more multifamily homes built near T stations. In a decision with massive implications for the state's effort to build more housing, Supreme Court ruled that the zoning reform law does not run afoul of the state constitution and that the Attorney General is allowed to sue cities and towns that fail to comply. However, a third prong to the court's decision found that the Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities did not follow the Administrative Procedure Act when promulgating guidelines governing implementation of the law by failing to file required notices and impact statements. The MBTA Communities Act requires cities and towns with or adjacent to T service to zone for multifamily housing by right in at least one district. Many communities have already complied with the new mandates, but some, including Milton, have resisted, with opponents arguing that the changes would shift neighborhood character. Communities have also been closely watching the Supreme Court proceedings, expecting the decision about Milton's compliance and the state's response would impact their own rezoning efforts. Authorities searching for a man that they say crashed a car in Randolph while fleeing from police in neighboring Stoughton. This happened yesterday near the North Randolph Fire Station. The man fled on foot. Police searched the area but did not find him. About 6:30 last night, police responded to the area of Canton Street and Marion Street, where a male had been reported going through a backyard. Anybody with information is asked to contact Randolph Police. Police did not give a description of the man or say why he was wanted in Stoughton. It noted that both police departments were searching with assistance from the State Police Air Wing. A restaurant chain that shut down multiple locations in Massachusetts early last year has closed another one in the local area and now only has three locations remaining inside 495. TGI Fridays is no longer in business in Braintree, as the Forbes Road dining spot shut down earlier this week. With the closing of outlets in Dedham, Mansfield, Marlborough, North Attleboro, and Seekonk in January of 2024, and one in North Dartmouth that closed in the fall, the only locations left in Massachusetts are in Boston, Everett, and Stoughton, along with two a bit further outside of Greater Boston in Methuen and Millbury. A man accused of opening a plane door while it was taxiing at Logan Airport on Tuesday appeared in court yesterday. 23-year-old Angel Luis Morales Torres from Puerto Rico was in Boston with his ex-girlfriend for a few days attending an Air Force induction ceremony for their friends. Torres is accused of trying to open an emergency exit door on a flight headed to San Juan, causing an emergency slide to deploy. Authorities say Torres was detained by crew and other passengers until state police arrived, when he was taken into custody. He's charged with interfering with a flight. Torres' attorney said he had a psychiatric episode and has no recollection of what happened. His attorney revealed Torres has had mental health issues in the past. The judge released Torres on $500 cash bail. He will take a flight with his parents, who flew in from Puerto Rico after hearing what happened, and then go back home. But Torres will reappear in court if he is called back, which will be the only reason he can travel to face charges in Massachusetts. One of the surest ways to improve someone's life is to make sure they have a steady job. Can be tough to obtain for somebody with a criminal record. Now, a new program at the Norfolk County Correctional Center in Dedham is trying to change that by teaching inmates how to cook. At the end of the program, each inmate will receive an official certification, which should help them get work in the food services industry. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott used a grant to partner up with the SNAP Chef Foundation, a nonprofit focused on getting underserved communities into the food service industry. McDermott believes a program like this is a good investment because it can cost about $100,000 to house an inmate in Massachusetts each year. When the men do get jobs, SNAP Chef will still be supporting them. Sheriff McDermott's hoping the grant will be renewed so they can continue and even expand the program. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 106, the NASDAQ dropped 10, and the S&P rose 9. Asian stocks mostly lower. The dollar and the euro were down, and oil at $73 a barrel. In sports, Bruins are in Tampa Bay against the Lightning tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service, some possible snow showers today. Otherwise, partly sunny and windy and cold with a high of 29 for tonight. Still windy and cold, a low of 15. A little milder tomorrow, lots of sunshine, high tomorrow of 38. And then some morning snow showers Saturday as a storm passes south. High Saturday, 32, sunny 36 on Sunday. The boater waves about 2 feet. That northwest wind, 20, gusting to 35 knots. High tide, 7:22 p.m. Sunrise, 7:12, sets at 4:30. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, January 9th.